Okay, two, like this room and that's a room, mm-hmm. and this is a hallway,
yeah.
and it's roofed over, but it's open at both ends. Do you have a name for a house like that?
Can't say them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a house that has a long entry hall that leads into a room that's set like out this way? Kind of an L-shaped house.
Do
you have a room for that? I mean,
a
name for that?
A L-shaped house? A duplex?
Okay. Do you have other names for small houses?
Shotgun.
Okay. What kinds of buildings would house several families or many families?
Apartment houses.
Okay. What different kinds of apartments are there?
Was talking about senior rest home and different. I mean.
Like the outside design, like what are they, how they built, or the floor plans and stuff.
Well, they have one story and two story. They have a front door.
Yes. Okay, can you describe different kinds of apartments to me? Do you know of different kinds?
Well, apartment houses where people just stay there and pay monthly rent.
Uh-huh.
And then apartment houses belong to the government, where the government cut the rent on account of the low income they have.
Uh-huh.
And that's really a government project, but they are apartment houses.
Uh-huh.
And then downtown, they have regular downtown apartment houses in a bank building that's regular, just like home living. You just stay there.
Uh-huh, okay. What do you call an apartment that occupies the whole level of a building?
Apartment complex, I guess.
Okay. What do you call the man who does some repair work around the...
Oh, the upkeeper.
Okay.
Maintenance upkeeper.
Okay. Sometimes there's a tenant who helps other tenants, and he shows apartments to people who want to move in and stuff like that. What do you call him? You have a name for him?
Well, I guess that's the maintenance man.
Okay. What do you call a large building in which the residents own their part of the building and they help pay for the upkeep of the whole thing?
The management.
Okay. What do you call a bunch of houses that share a wall, that are right together and they have a wall between them?
That's apartment houses, I guess.
Okay. What kinds of equipment do you need to take care of a yard in a garden?
A yard, you need a lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
A hedge shears.
Uh-huh.
And an edger.
Okay, on hedge shears, would those be hand things?
No, yes, hand thing, looks somewhat like big scissors.
Okay,
hand shears.
What if they were electrically operated? Then what would you call them?
Electric shears.
Okay. On a lawnmower, what do you call the kind that you can ride?
Riding lawnmower.
Okay. What do you call the kind that is electrically or gas powered, but you have to steer it?
Gas mower.
Okay.
Gasoline.
And what do you call the kind that doesn't have any kind of power operating at all?
Just push mower.
Okay. If you were going to plow up your backyard for a garden, what would you plow it with, probably?
Well, they have little push plows. Little plows.
Okay. What if it was gasoline operated? Motor.
I haven't seen any, but I guess you can use them.
Okay. What do you call a little thing that you hold in your hand that's shaped like a shovel, except that it's small?
Spade.
Okay. What do you call a thing that has three or four sometimes tines?
Like garden fork. No, a little garden rake.
Okay. What kind of rake do you use to get leaves together?
A yard rake.
Okay. Is it shaped like a fan or is it shaped like a cone?
It's like more like a cone.
Okay. There was a tape right then.